on today's 5:45, at this month's meeting of the Tipperary Cashel Municipal District, Councillor Roger Kennedy brought forward a motion for a walkway on a route that's frequently used by Ukrainian refugees who are being housed at Dundrum House. The current pathway, he says, is insufficient and potentially dangerous for those who wish to travel to Dundrum Village by foot. The motion was passed and an application to the Integration Minister will be prepared for a walkway from Dundrum House to the village after being ineligible for the community application grants. Jodie Coffey spoke with Councillor Kennedy in more detail after the meeting, starting by asking exactly how many Ukrainians reside at Dundrum House.
Well, in excess of 200 Ukrainian refugees in Dundrum House. There is no footpath from Dundrum House to Dundrum Village, and it's over a kilometre. There is a footpath out to housing estates, which are halfway out where the Rectory Hotel was. Footpaths out as far as there, but there's no footpath on the rest of the way. And it wasn't, because it wasn't a community facility that would be used, we'll say, or that was suitable for the community application grants that were made, because it would be done on public roadway. And it didn't fit the criteria that was there. And I was saying that fund is not fully closed. Right, the application for the community grants are closed, but the department will be looking at ongoing situations where issues like this were not met, or places like the one that's highlighted in Clare, where there's new Ukrainian homes or hotels used that weren't used at the time of the application. So my point was that the engineering staff should forward these to the Minister for Children, who is Minister Roderick O'Gorman, who is the minister responsible for the Ukrainian funding situation. Mm-hmm. And that something like this is a major issue. I was saying it didn't have to be in a full footpath in concrete or hardcore, as we know it, that if it was done in stone or in mill waste, that it would get hard and that would be a much lesser cost. So the engineer did reply that both of those had been costed at the time they were considering the application.
Okay.
So they said they would send them to the department for them to look at.
So that route from Dundrum Village to Rectory Hotel then, what does it look like now and what will it look like afterwards then?
What it looks like at the minute from Dundrum House as far as the Rectory Hotel has a footpath on one side of the road, and that's fine. But once you turn the bend then to face for Dundrum House, there is nothing. Waste, we'll say, at the side. It's in wet weather, it gets very dirty, and there's a number of channels in through the, we'll say, at the side to let the water flow off the road. Those are up and down, they're undulating, and in some places there's briars or bushes growing out over them, and that this needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be put in a proper way that people can walk along the side of the road. And if it was mill waste, then that would all harden up and would be suitable for people walking.
And have you seen people
It is dangerous at the minute because people walk in the grass margin along parts of it, and then they have to come out onto the road and go back in, and it is awkward.
Okay.
And it's not suitable if it was level and of a suitable surface for walking on, that would be a great help.
Okay, and it's for Ukrainians in the locality that would use this route then?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, local children use it as well when they're walking to the village.
Of course.
But parents don't like him using it because it's not particularly safe in that stretch. But if there was some type of a walkway there, that would be well utilised.
And while on the subject of Roderick O'Gorman, about the idea of using flotels, which is on water accommodation, I was wondering if you had any thoughts about, do you think that Tipperary would or could adopt this type of housing option?
Well, I don't think we'd have too many flotels in the county. In that we don't have areas suitable for them. Maybe the only area that could be utilised in that way would be Loch Derrick, because you do need somewhat deep water anyway. The River Shore wouldn't be deep enough within the county. for something like that. From my own point of view, I stayed in one of those in Bergen in Norway back in the 90s. I was over there at a conference yes, there were 300 of us attending the international conference in Bergen, housed on a ship. And it worked quite well, but we dined elsewhere, and it would need to be near facilities. In that was in the port of Bergen, but it was near facilities. So, yeah, there would be nothing wrong with it.
Just a few kinks to work out then. Just
we were two to a cabin, and bunk up and down. So, yeah.
So do you, I suppose it is an option.
You think you'd have seasickness in the morning, but you wouldn't. it would be lovely. It would. You know, and like a lot of those ships have, areas that would be suitable for meeting rooms or, restrooms or sitting rooms. Mm-hmm. And if they were being catered for, it would be far better than having a tent on the side of the street, and there would be showering and toilet facilities on board the ship as well.
Yeah, I do think it's a smart housing option, I suppose, because compared to what some of the conditions that people are living in right now, it's certainly a step up. It's just a matter of how do you implement it.
It would definitely be a step up for those who are currently homeless.